Hong Kong is a unique place. Depending on where you're standing, it's the gateway to the West or the gateway to China.
The conversation on China is so important in a time where there's huge economic shifts happening in the world.
People are hungry for information. And meanwhile, China is clamping up.
Hong Kong's paper of record is the South China Morning Post. The SEMP was founded 115 years ago under British colonial rule, changed hands several times over the last few decades, and then was purchased by Alibaba.
I think the SEMP definitely, by connecting with the resources of Alibaba, with the data we have, with all the relationship and our ecosystem, might more correctly report Asia and China economy and what's happening on this side.
That was Alibaba's chairman, Jack Ma.
The SEMP has been like a cancer patient in intensive care. We are now a foot out of intensive care.
Alibaba hired a CEO named Gary Liu.
There is a lot of nuance in understanding what China is doing and why China is doing what they're doing. And I think that the South China Morning Post can and should be that explainer.
When I met Gary, I felt his story just had to be told. And he agreed. So I was given access to the entire operation, including their newsroom.
When you have a 114-year-old newspaper, you have a lot of habits that you have to break.
There's actually hundreds of ways that things could go wrong.
The SEMP sits at an intersection of two critically important issues. One of them is U.S.-China relations, and the other is the crisis of journalism itself.
The way that people are getting to their news has changed so much. The way that we create it and the way that we distribute it has to change.
Will the SEMP become profitable, stay independent, relevant?
I think we have the potential.
I do just wonder why Jack Ma wanted a headache. Nobody really succeeds in China unless they're allowed to by the party.
How do we deliver that in a way that is compelling, in a way that's shareable, in a way that's engaging?
We will be the authoritative voice of this region.
People say whether fair or not fair to China, I think it's where we should be fair to our readers.
So we don't know how this story will end, but we do know that we'll be there and follow along as they approach the moment of truth.
You all with me?
Yes.